Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my host, co-host, and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark is here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Crystal.
How are you?
I am lovely. How are you?
That's great. I am awesome, as always. Glad to be here for another day.
Another day.
Another day, another dollar.
Well, Your Power, Your Money. The reason you're here is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime. All right, Crystal, this week we're going to continue our talk about fraud, okay, which we did last week. We gave several examples, but I want to talk really more about a concentrated effort, or what we deemed as an attack on our members, and how we dealt with that. And then we're going to get into two-factor authentication, and we'll wrap the show up with a little fun wedding thing.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
I know you are.
All right, so since this is fresh, let's talk some more about our recent fraud attempts that happened at the credit union. Mm-hmm. Let's break that down for our listeners, because being aware of what's going on with your account is the key.
That's right. So we had a member that was contacted by text, which is a normal function of our fraud protection department. If they see something, you know, out of sorts, unusual, they will send a text. It will come with a specific short code. Okay. Our short code is 37268.
So the text won't be like a Mississippi number,
right,
or a local number.
And that's a red flag. If you see a local Mississippi number on a fraud text, you got to be leery.
Right.
And again, and we'll say this 50 times, if you're unsure, hang up the phone, call the credit union, or come by. That is basically the best thing you can do. So this happens when a transaction on your account shows maybe it's larger than normal or unusual. Maybe you did it at a different place. But if you receive that text with the 37268, it'll show the amount, and then they'll ask you if you made this transaction. Mm-hmm. So in the example we're talking about today, the caller, you know, told the member, oh, okay, look, let me send you another one. You click yes. And it was on a fraudulent short code. The phone call came in at a 601 number. And the whole idea is, well, click yes so that we can research this and, you know, try to ferret it out and find out exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Also, that call came from the 601. That is not our fraud department.
Okay.
So this the account was drained of thousands of dollars in a matter of minutes.
That is crazy. But once we identified that this was happening, we started ramping up our communications to raise awareness and hopefully stop these targeted attacks. We sent out website alerts, social media posts. We reached out to Queen City Newsfeed. And I mean, Queen City Newsfeed also jumped in to help us. So
that's
that was
right.
Very important.
Well, and the activity continued all day. We saw the attempts were even more brazen. They were actually calling the credit union to try to get us to provide information on accounts. And the lesson here is someone in our call center recognized that the voice on the other end just didn't sound right.
Right.
I think she used the word, it sounded foreign. Now, I don't want to sound off color or racist, but we all know when something doesn't sound right or pass that smell test.
Right? So the bottom line is to be aware. Check your accounts regularly. Use the mobile or online banking platform on your desktop or laptop. This is another great reason to do a quick financial checkup.
Right.
Stop into one of our locations to make sure all of your information is correct, your driver's license is up to date, and all those things are tools to help us fight this war.
And listen, again, the awareness piece that we did actually worked.
Yes, it did.
I think the calls stopped. You know, and again, I hate to put fear in anybody's heart, but this is scary.
Right.
I mean,
and I think it's not so much fear. We just want you to be aware. We want you to be alert. And again, that's why it's so important that we preach, you know, those financial checkups. Because if our employee, when that caller came in and she was like, this doesn't match the person.
That's right.
She can look at that ID and say, okay, this is what this person looks like. You know, this person is from this area. So their tone, their voice does not match. So that was an immediate red flag. And I'm so proud of her for doing that.
Right. Somebody, Brooke Dotson in our call center, I'm really proud that she was able to discern that there was something wrong. And again, these guys are pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they socially engineer everything they do. So they have probably 75, 80, 90% of the information they need.
Right. They're going to make themselves believable.
They truly are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, but if you're savvy and you're paying attention, something's going to seem wrong.
So, and please follow us on our social media platforms,
especially
our Facebook page, because, again, we send out a lot of messages, a lot of important information on there. Download that mobile app so that you can keep up with your account. You can see what's going on. So if someone does send you a message, you're like, no, I didn't do that transaction. That was not me. You'll be more aware of what's going on with your account. So
let me add it one step further. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife made a payment that I didn't recognize. And I immediately went, oh, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Well, it's better to err on that side of caution. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what's going on in your account. And you can hopefully head off some of these things as
they happen. Let your joint people that's on your account know what's going on as well, too. Again,
loud budgeting. Yes. It's communication.
I love it.
We are so cute. Look at us. All right. Well, let's take a break right here. And when we come back, we'll talk about two-factor authentication, mm-hmm. another tool in the fight on fraud. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union is now offering a great rate on a certificate of deposit, 5% APY on a six-month CD with a minimum deposit of $500. This is a limited-time offer only, so grow your money with First Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-693-6873 for more information. Annual percentage yield of 5% is valid from 7/25/24 and subject to change without notice. Deposits are federally insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. With me, my not-so-secret weapon, Ms. Crystal Clark. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
All right, so let's jump back in. We were just talking about fraud, and we went over a very recent example. So we would be implementing something kind of new, a new requirement to help protect our membership and their account information.
So we can't talk about this too much. We all must be more aware of what's mm-hmm. going on with our accounts. I left a word out of there. So beginning July 1st, we'll be implementing really a new strategy, if you will, to help with some of the fraud. Mm-hmm. Two-factor authentication is going to be, you know, mandatory.
Yeah, something new, and I like this. So this will be a requirement to log on to your mobile app or our online banking as well.
So if you start with a password on that device and you're logging into, so you put in that password, then the second device, a phone, a tablet, or whatever, generates the code, which is the proof that you are who you say you are, and then access is granted.
Okay, so let's break it down once again. Two-factor authentication. A factor, as in multi-factor, is a way of confirming your identity when you try to sign in.
That's right. So almost every online service, from your bank to mm-hmm. your personal email to social media accounts, support adding a second step of authentication. And by the way, you can go into your Facebook account, other online accounts, and check those settings to see if there are some protections that you can turn on, you know, if possible, that'll help.
Okay. So if someone tries to sign in as you on your social media or on your apps or online banking, even if they've gotten some of your information and entered your username and password, when they get prompted for that second factor, they're stuck. So even if they already have some information like your username and password, that second factor is what stops them.
And it's that mobile device, right? And so in our case, that second factor is your smartphone, which generates a new number every 30 seconds and it's usually an authentication app. But even if they knew the number you used to sign in yesterday, right, they're still locked out.
So even though this is a bit of an annoyance, it takes a few extra seconds. We are working to keep your information safe and protect you and First Mississippi.
And you know, yes, it is a bit of an annoyance. Yes, it's going to take a few seconds out of my life, but watching a member's account, you know, be drained of $4,000 in a matter of minutes,
it's crazy,
really brings it home. Mm-hmm. And I know in my case, if I had that money in the account, it was spent. Yeah. It was going somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. So two-factor authentication. We will get deeper into this. I believe July 1st is when we'll actually roll it out.
Yes.
So between, well, during this whole month of June, we'll be talking about it. You're going to get tired of hearing two-factor.
Yes.
But we really just want to make sure that people understand that this is a necessary thing. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to call it an evil, but it's just a way of putting up another wall.
Right.
And
trying
believe
to protect
me,
you.
If it works, you're going to be real happy about it.
And a lot of platforms use this two-factor authentication.
Yes.
I've been seeing it more and more ever since you brought it to my attention,
right.
That we were going to implement this. So I think it's a good thing. It's just an effort for First Mississippi to protect you, to protect the bank. You don't want to have the hassle or the distraught of losing so much money, especially now. You know, every
right.
little bit counts. So I don't care if it's $10 or $5. I want my money protected. And so I love that we're doing this.
And, you know, and to that end, I mean, if we can protect. All right. So if they hit your account for, say, $45. Mm-hmm. And you see it, and it wasn't you, and we can stop it right then, man.
Yeah.
We've really done what we need to do.
You stop them early on instead of them getting, you know, thousands more.
Well, and these guys are getting smarter and faster, and the ways that they do these things are just, it's changing all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay up to beat with
them. It's crazy to me to think that they would turn around and call the institution.
Yes.
And, of course, they had enough information, and I realized that we will be implementing additional ways to, you know, prove you are who you are, and it might be as simple as looking at your debit card and describing what's on the front of the debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can eventually get smart there.
Right.
But then, you know, what's the code on the back? What, you know, how is, what's the logo look like?
I just think it has to evolve. You know, we have
yes.
to grow, and we have to, you know, things change, so we just have to be up one on them. So make it, educating our members, letting them know what to look for, making sure your information is up to date, because if something happens, we can reach out to you and say, hey, is this you? Is this not you? Should we be concerned, or should we let it go through?
And I mean, think of it as a fort, and mm-hmm. you know, you're the princess.
Right.
And I know this is good for you. You're the princess inside the fort.
I like being a princess.
Making the cakes,
mm-hmm.
right? Doing princess stuff. Well, what producer Shelley does all the time. And, you know, waving your hand, saying, let it be written, let it be done. This is good. This is bad. Where's mm-hmm. my tiara? You know, you're going to say that a lot. Think of the fort and the drawbridge and that door as the two-factor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way in and out,
mm-hmm.
but you can close that door.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, usually you use an app that generates a code.
Yes.
So that code changes every 30 seconds. So there's no way to anticipate what that code is.
I mean,
really, the problem relates to members giving out information to unscrupulous people. And really, that's education is the only thing.
And again, we will never call you and ask you, what's your social security number? What's your phone number?
That's right.
What's the answer to your security questions? Because we have those things saved in our system. So we don't need to get that information from you. So that should
right.
be an immediate red flag. If someone's asking you, you know, more personal information that you feel like they should know, hang up the phone. Don't
yeah.
be scared to hang up the phone.
And there's nothing wrong with hanging up the phone if, for example, it really was our fraud department
mm-hmm.
and then they shut the card down. Picking up the phone, calling us back, we can turn the card right back.
All they're going to do is put a note on the account, say, hey, member hung up the phone. Now you come into the credit union, we can pull everything up. Our fraud department called you. They put this note in. Okay, yes, we can go and close it out. We can verify that, yes, this is you, or no, we need
That's
to
right.
shut it down. So,
well, and, you know, be on the lookout. We're going to be doing some family game nights
yes.
and some other reasons for people to come in. Even if we have to incentivize people to come in.
Yeah.
Like if you come in, you get a fan.
We're begging.
You know those fans, right? The fans are going to, I close my eyes at night and I see clack fans.
Do you hear them?
I do hear them. That's right. Okay. Well, let's take our last break right here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about protecting ourselves from fraud. And then we're going to have a little fun with weddings.
Okay.
It's June, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's June. You're listening into Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That means you. Own your own home with a mortgage, pay off creditors, or prepare for the future with a personal loan. Our business services, loans, and lines of credit can set you up for success. Step up to the table at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Making sure everyone has a seat at the table is important. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you are family. They're here to help members and future members in Lauderdale and Clark County. Whether you need guidance with your money, help to get a car, or get the loan you need, come by or call. Your seat at the table is right here.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, a seat at the table also means a seat behind the wheel. Let us help you buy a car. Our loan officers specialize in getting loans approved for first-time borrowers, and they make sure everyone leaves with a plan to get approved. Take your seat at the table and get behind the wheel with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. One credit union can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, and with me, as always, my right-hand woman, Miss Crystal Clark. All right, we're going to continue.
Okay.
We're going to talk more about this. You know, I just had a women's basketball league, you know, flashback there. Mm. I mean, you're not a successful basketball player.
No.
And I know it's a different Clark. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we mentioned this before the break. It's wedding season.
Yay.
And even though you and I are taken,
yes,
which is sad for a lot of people, we want to talk about some of the trends out there in the world of weddings that, you know, kind of have become a byproduct of the world mm-hmm. that we live in. And, of course, these changing times, and I'm talking about weddings, you know, let's talk about some of the numbers. First, okay. Statistically, on average, it costs about $280 per person to host a wedding. Food, drinks, decorations, the room, the cake. So at that rate, for example, $280 per person, if you had a 200, you know, people guest list, right? Mm-hmm. That's over $56,000. So even reducing that number to something more intimate, like 100, mm-hmm. you're still talking $30,000.
That's somebody's salary.
That yes, it is. So instead of the traditional 150 to 250 guest wedding, which used to be the, you know, the big style norm, mm-hmm. we're seeing couples opt out for a much smaller 20 to 50 guest celebration. Okay. And I'm seeing this a lot. People will say, oh, we're getting married next weekend. Well, I didn't get an invitation. Well, we only invited family.
Close family.
Close family. And they all had to bring a check for $100. All right. So the money-saving tip there, smaller guest lists mean saving on food, invitations, mm-hmm. rentals, and even venue choices. Opting for a weekday micro wedding can cut those costs even further.
Oh, wow. So there is a trend toward micro weddings, smaller venues, and more intimate way to be more cost effective.
That's right.
Some of the things that are trending that make this process more affordable is renting a wedding dress.
Okay.
You can.
We were talking about this at work, right?
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
You know, we have a family member.
We have more than one person getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck are they thinking is my question.
So I know that this person, that she's been sharing her process with us on mm-hmm. how she's been shopping for a wedding dress. And so she's going to thrift shops.
That's right.
She's going to online services. A lot of people go and they do the custom dress, but that can be costly.
Oh, big time. Big time.
And you're only going to wear it for like a couple hours.
That's right.
So I don't know, but
maybe
renting,
a Halloween costume down the road, but and you're gonna have this altered to fit your body.
Yes, you will.
So
that's a cost too.
There's all kinds of possibilities.
Yes.
So
you can again, you can rent a wedding dress. You can rent flowers.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
There's a couple of online services out there, and really, it's high quality, high end silk flowers. Mm-hmm. And you pick the style you want, and then those are delivered, you put them out, and then you return them.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
So, you know, I mean, it is a big savings.
Okay. The next thing is doing a big, splashy
rental wedding cake.
Wedding cake.
So you mentioned this.
Yes, because I make cakes. So I know that, you know, the wedding cakes can get costly. They want different flavors, all the things, right?
Right.
But I've also seen this trend on TikTok, where people are going like on Amazon and they're buying like the fake cake. So
yeah.
You can get like a 5-tier fake cake, beautiful, for like $30, $50.
There you go.
But then to serve their guests, they're going and buying like sheet cakes and getting them cut up and served to their guests. So they're not spending, you know, $1,000 or more on a wedding cake.
Yeah.
They're getting a sheet cake and getting it cut up. But it's still beautiful because they have the fake one. So
I kind of like it. I'm a big fan of cake.
Yeah. And the last thing that you can do, our suggestion about decor is DIY. Do it yourself.
Making your own hopa
mm-hmm.
or altar is a great way. You can repurpose signage.
And arches.
Arches, all sorts of stuff. And the money saving tip there is to check your venue to see if they have any decor inventory
that you can use.
Most venues receive donated or left behind decor. That'll save you, you know, future couples a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it. I know I performed a wedding a few months ago. They had this beautiful HOPA built.
Yes.
And, you know, what are you going to do with that? You're going to put it in the backyard, maybe? I don't know.
So that's a good
apparently
idea.
That's a thing that people are donating those, you know, elements that were maybe purchased or whatever built specifically for their wedding mm-hmm. back to the venue. So that's something, you know, a little pro tip. You can just ask your venue if there's anything like that in inventory. So speaking of the decor, and I mean, this is the flashback for me. When my daughter Tori got married,
mm-hmm.
We had some family members that were plant the earth, going to help us with the, you know, the flowers.
Okay.
And so basically they said, Jerome, go out into the woods and find all the viney green things
you
can.
Buy.
So I spent a lot of time mm-hmm. in the woods pulling down vines. And I got to tell you, it was gorgeous.
What about their pampas? I remember at one point in time, yep. people were stopping on the highway yep. and getting the pampas grass.
We just passed some of that the other day, and Nikki said, oh, that's pretty. And I said, well, that's pampas grass. That's what it is. So, you know, again, get involved, and it's rewarding. It's going to be fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful where you go into the woods, but that's another show altogether. So another little element, destination or cash-saving weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something I just reached into this morning, and I'm kind of like, whoa. So destination weddings are usually seen as really expensive, right? 2026, we think a lot of couples will use a money-saving alternative. Booking a wedding in an all-inclusive resort can sometimes be cheaper than hosting a big wedding at home.
Wow.
Fewer guests mean a more intimate experience mm-hmm. and, of course, lower cost. So here's why it saves money. Instead of spending $40,000 on a local wedding, although, you know, we do want to support our community.
Right.
Couples are spending $10,000 on an all-inclusive Caribbean wedding, for example, and get a honeymoon included.
I'm sold.
Listen, I eloped, and the worst thing we did is not have a party. So we can always come back and do that again.
Always.
That's right.
Okay, so there are a ton of ways to cater a wedding that is way more affordable. We mentioned approaching the wedding cake in a different way. The big, flashy, decorated cake can be a rental. But what about food? This is always going to be a heavy cost. Always is. But it is always a huge part of the celebration and spending time with your guests or family. So the new trend is ditching the sit-down dinner for an affordable catering alternative.
And you know, it's just more fun,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the sit-down dinner, although it's elegant,
right,
is kind of daunting.
Mm-hmm.
And you people want to get up and move around.
Kind of stiff.
So traditional plated dinners costing, for example, $100 per person.
Ooh.
Instead, couples are opting for food trucks,
right?
Grazing tables.
I love a good grazing table.
I do too. DIY taco bars. Now, when I was at 3 Foot Brewing Company, mm-hmm. You know, I kind of came up with the pulled pork, you know, nacho bar.
Oh, wow.
So it was pulled pork, all the fixings, you know, the homemade chips, and people, listen, it's a great way to go. Really inexpensive.
I've been seeing a lot more weddings, especially the smaller ones, have food trucks there.
Yes, the wedding I talked about earlier mm-hmm. had a food truck. Great way to go. A lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know?
It's different.
And, you know, brunch weddings with small catering is also another thing that I hear. So choosing a brunch or afternoon wedding means lighter and cheaper food options.
Okay. So what all this means is you must budget. Plan your wedding, set your goals, find the cost savings.
I think it's just because you're the Beyonce of budgets. Really, that's your go-to.
That's my thing.
Right? Okay. Just knowing what the numbers are or mm-hmm. what it looks like gives you a great starting place. So
it kind of scared me at first
right.
with the beginning number, but you gave me these great tips like the food truck and the grazing tables and how to save for brunch. Those are great tips.
You know, if we know that the traditional plated dinners can go upwards of 100 plus mm-hmm. per person, you know, that outside number, statistically, 280 per person for the whole thing, food, decor, et cetera, you can use those numbers to calculate what this budget is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right? And what your wedding looks like.
Yeah. And I think, so I know, you know, at my daughter's wedding, you know, we always had a joke. I was a single dad. I know for at least a couple of years, she lived on chicken nuggets, fruit roll-ups, and Cheetos. Mm-hmm. And that's all she wanted. So every morning I'd get up and cook chicken nuggets, drain them as much as I could. Can't slide in any non-fat either, yeah. Trust me. Fruit roll-up and Cheetos. And I think the consistency really, really helped, you know? But, so when we did her wedding,
yeah.
We had, you know, Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. nuggets. We had fruit roll-ups, mm-hmm. all really well presented.
You brought it back.
Doilies and white tablecloths. And then there were Cheetos. And like we had long, tall glass tubes with the Cheetos. Mm-hmm. So you could pour those off and just made it kind of interactive and fun. We had a peanut butter and jelly bar.
Oh, wow.
So you've got white bread, you know, wheat bread, crackers, mm-hmm. whatever, Ritz crackers. And then, you know, smooth, chunky peanut butter and then grape jelly. Marshmallow cream, pickles, pineapple.
That was different.
All the weird.
Yeah.
The pregnant ladies went toward the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my son-in-law loved paydays, which he doesn't anymore because he got like 450 paydays.
He was over it.
He was over it.
All right. So the next important thing to do when you're getting ready to budget for your wedding is talk about the number of people you want to attend.
That's right.
And then work from there to establish your budget so you can work toward how you want to fund it by saving. You may get a side hustle or just over time. So if you want a big wedding, you're planning
it. Yep.
Budget, it will all make a big difference.
Well, coming from the Beyonce of budgets, I feel like that really adds to the picture. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's good to know that the trend is shifting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you go to a wedding and you can tell it's just so much money. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful, but it doesn't mean you're any more married.
No,
or
and
you're
it's,
any
and it's
happier.
Not for everyone. And again, we talk a lot on the show about keeping up with the Joneses.
That's right.
And really, with your wedding, you just have to do what works for you. Now, some people can go spend $100,000 on a wedding and it doesn't hurt their savings account one bit.
Yeah.
Now, I can probably go and spend $5,000 and I'm still going to be.
I could go with $100.
I'm going to be like, oh my God, I done spent so much money on this wedding.
Yep.
But you can just be creative with some things. Do it yourself. Look for discounts. Look for ways that you can save. Plan a budget. You don't have to invite everyone
yes.
from the community. Just make it intimate. Get yours. Make it your own. Stay in your lane with your budget and it'll be good.
And I'm going to give the grand finale tip.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to have a great wedding, invite me.
Oh, okay.
And if I don't come, it's a party, man. That's how it usually goes. Oh, yeah, is Jerome coming? We invited him, but he's mm-hmm. not here. So let's all party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to do it. Now, I love these tips. This was a lot of fun.
It was.
Researching and seeing that trend is, you know, it's more about responsibility
mm-hmm.
and, you know, being aware. So, well, all right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. Join us each week at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3 or go to supertalk.fm, search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime.
And remember, you can catch me on WTLK TV Fridays for Financial Fitness Friday to learn even more about taking control of your money life. For the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark, and my shadow, who's with me all the time,
That's
Mr.
Right.
Jerome Trahan, we thank you for listening.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.